From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Maranatha Ministries International recently hosted a unity parade geared at unifying communities in and around Kingston 11. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. On Monday, October 16, scores of residents from six communities in and around the Waterhouse area marched in support of unity and peace in the area.
We chose Heroes Day because this is what our forefathers fought for. This is what they bled for. This is what they died for, a better Jamaica.
Bishop at Maranatha Ministries International, Pastor Bobby McIntosh. The Unity Parade was organized by Maranatha Ministries International in association with community-based organizations in Waterhouse, Jewsland, Olympic and Sivrite Gardens, the Hunts Bay, Seaview Gardens and Olympic Gardens police stations, marching bands, the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP, other state agencies and businesses. Some of the partners weighed in on the event.
What made us gravitate towards this request for partnership was the fact that it was collaborative.
Communication and Social Marketing Coordinator at CSJP, Patrice Nephew.
We are hoping that this event will be one that will become a trend setter for the entire nation.
Senior Superintendent of Police at the St. Andrew South Division, Dwight Powell.
We had a wonderful response beyond our imagination.
Bishop at Maranatha Ministries International, Pastor Bobby McIntosh.
The march is the first step to say, well, all right, we're entering into these spaces. Now, the follow-up is going to determine if we're going to get people to come from across the east side and come shake hands and resume the interaction and the cohesion that was there before.
Chairman of the Waterhouse Community Development Committee, CDC, Christopher Constantine. Representatives from both political parties were present. The march was staged under the theme, Love in Our Hearts, Peace in the City. It aimed to impress upon the hearts and minds of residents that they can contribute to hope, healing, restoration, building bridges of social cohesion, and peaceful coexistence in the communities. All participants met at the Maranatha Christian Church at 36A Henley Road in Kingston 11, marched through several areas with prayer stops along the way. Counseling sessions, health checks, legal advice were also provided. The march culminated at the intersection of Bay Farm Road and Olympic Way.
That old camaraderie and the old coming together of the people, it was a beautiful sight.
Chairman of the Waterhouse CDC, Christopher Constantine. The march was followed by a concert featuring gospel and other artists. Among the standout performers at the concert was Rondell Positive.
He hit the ball out of the park. He was so impactful that I thought he really reached the audience.
Plans are underway to continue the restoration efforts in the area through various initiatives and activities.
We're really trying to inspire all the churches and the church leaders to do more for their communities and the CDCs to get them revived and inspired to do more, because these groups are the ones that are on the ground working in the communities.
Bishop at Maranatha Ministries International, Pastor Bobby McIntosh. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.